Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Brace the rudder! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? We have breaking news. Debo Samuel has just been traded to the Washington Commanders for a 5th-round pick. Definitely not equivalent to the on-field production that he brings. We're going to break that down. The 5th-round pick, Adam Schefter just put this out less than a minute ago. Washington is taking on the remainder of Debo Samuel's contract and paying his full $17.5 million salary for this season. That is probably the best news that the 49ers have in this. Just the 5th-round pick. Now the 49ers will have 11 picks in this draft, the 2025 draft. But this is huge. I was off on this the whole time. I didn't think that the 49ers would trade Debo with going into a contract year and just eating all this gigantic dead cap, but they did. Then I didn't think another team would be willing to trade and take on this contract that was renegotiated not once, but twice. It had so many like issues and void. It has 4 void years. Four void years built onto this. Dead money's huge to try to spread it out and, you know, renegotiate all these things. I was off on this. And so, like, I want to start by just saying I have misread these tea leaves, but maybe I shouldn't have because I don't think that this is smart football all in all. I think Debo in a contract year, we have seen one of the greatest seasons in the history of any wide receiver ever, and that's including Jerry Rice, Terrell Owens, all, like it's up there, 1,770 total yards in that year, the last time Debo was in a contract year. Do you think he'll do that again at 29? Obviously not, but man, I don't think that the 49ers necessarily got better today at all. I am very thankful that you got this 5th-round pick back. And I believe the pick number, again, compensation picks aren't finalized yet for third and fourth round, so it could bounce a little bit. But it's pick 148. That is the Washington Commanders' only pick in the fifth round. And so now the fifth round was the only, you know, draft pick that the 49ers didn't have. They have picks at all the other rounds, but we lost the fifth round pick because of the Isaiah Oliver accounting error. Now we get that pick back. So there's different ways that you can look at this and kind of, you know, provide context. Like, we would have been picking 150. Instead, we get pick 148 and we lose Debo, but we get some salary cap compensation back. It's rough. And I want to start off by saying I'm very thankful for what Debo Samuel has done for the 49ers and 49ers fans. My favorite memory, I was in the building against Dallas whenever he just took that game over. The very first time we beat Dallas, when we got the interception, and Debo just turns to Kyle on the sidelines, already tweeted it out, and said, "Let's go, give me the ball, let's go." They hand the ball just on an outside stretch play, runs it one play, 30-plus yard touchdown drive, game's over. And again, you guys, if this is your first time with me, I hate the Dallas Cowboys. Born and raised in Dallas my entire life. Been a Niners fan since before I turned 10. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for all the big plays that Debo has brought. I'm thankful for the energy. I'm thankful for all those things. Now, it's usually whenever something like this happens, it's immediately, screw Debo, hate Debo, he's out. Yeah, move on. And I get that, but yeah, man, like you've got to be thankful for the good things that Debo Samuel has brought to this organization. Dude was a stud. Does that mean, yeah, he was injured a lot, he missed a lot of times, did he have a horrible Super Bowl? Yeah. But the 49ers, like, man, he is a freaking stud. And I'm very thankful to Debo Samuel and his family. It is time here with the 49ers. Shout out to my man, Jack Cooley, in the super chat. He says, "Much love, John. I know it's painful to lose core players, but I feel weirdly optimistic with all the changes instead of just trying to run it back one more time." Man, well said. Changes are coming. And we keep talking about this offseason. You fired the worst defensive coordinator in 49ers history. You fired a special teams coach that was god-awful three consecutive years in a row. You let certain players go that you didn't want back. And now you're trading away a player. And this was something that was evident from the exit interviews a day after the season was over. Kyle and Debo, best friends, that's not going to change, basically said, "Hey, man, go find a trade. If you like, we're probably not going to bring you back because of the contract." It was a nightmare. And now, poor Ayuk, he gets to see his buddy Debo go to the team he tried to go to, the Commanders. Happy for Debo. He's got Terry McLaurin, so he doesn't have to learn how to run routes to get separation against man coverage. So he's got that going for him. It's a great fit for Debo. I'm happy for him. And an NFC team got better. Not happy for that. Not happy for that. Oh, man, it's frustrating right here. Killing me this. Just got my son and I his new number one jersey last year. Yeah, that's hard. I have, I think, 7 autographed Debo jerseys because I was betting that he was going to return this year before all the news broke, you know, several weeks ago. And it was just like, oh, man, that's huge. But, yeah, we'll still give them away. Who doesn't want an autographed Debo jersey? And I've got to go through all the mentions because we did a competition. You know, whenever all the Debo Samuel news broke on who could predict where the trade was going to go and all that stuff. So for whoever the winner is, or if you participated in that, I'll have to go through everything. It's what it is. So is the fifth round pick equivalent to Debo's impact on the field? No, it is not. But the contract is always the issue. And if you look at, you know, where he was, Debo Samuel's entire salary for this year is picked up by the Commanders. That is huge because that's always negotiable, who gets what, who eats what. So Washington is taking the remainder of Debo Samuel's contract and paying his full $17.5 million salary. The Commanders had a lot of room. Previous ownership refused to spend money, so they had a lot of salary cap space going into this year, so they could take that. 49ers, they have cap room,
but not like the Commanders. And especially with the Brock Purdy deal, you look at the Commanders, Jaden Daniels on that rookie deal. On that rookie deal. And so that's huge. $17.55 million. Shout out to my man Matthew. They're taking all of that salary there. Now, the dead cap hits and all those things, there's still a monster amount of dead cap money that has been spread out. But the Commanders are probably going to redo a deal. It's my assumption. My advice to the Commanders is don't redo the deal until at least halfway through the season. You want Debo to play on that contract because Debo in a contract year is lethal. What's up, Mijo? How you doing? And so, yeah, it's this sucks. Should you have redid his deal last year? No, you should not have. When you restructured Debo's deal last year, it kind of set the wheels in motion. Did he play well last year? No, obviously not. Was he awful? You go to that one game whenever we had to win to make the playoffs, and he just like literally put up his worst game. I think the two worst games, that's my problem. Again, I'm very thankful for Debo, but let's provide nuanced takes. It's not all hot. It's not all cold. It's both. You can be thankful for Debo, but you're still allowed to criticize, one, the 49ers. And that's another thing. Like, criticism is a good thing in all things. Disagreements are a good thing in all things. And I just hate whenever, if you put any form of criticism out against the Niners, certain people just get so pissed off. And some of them are just giant content creators. I'm sorry. I'm not a bootlicker, and I never will be. I'm a 49ers fan, not an insider, not a beat reporter. And that's just who I am. That's who I am. And that's not going to change. And so, anyway, all that being said, I am thankful for what Debo did. Does that mean he was perfect? Hell no. This past year, he sucked. He sucked. Were there great moments? Yes. But he played in 15 games, 51 catches, 600 yards, 3 touchdowns receiving. That's not good. He had a 40% success rate when targeted. That's awful. And again, we can look across, one of his lowest years for receptions, one of his lowest years for receiving yards, one of his lowest years for yards per reception, one of his lowest years for touchdowns, one of his lowest years for first downs, lowest year success rate, lowest ever for yards per game. Like, yeah, there's some issues. There are some major, major issues with his game. But I don't know. I'm mixed. And I'm upset because one of the guys that has created so many positive memories for the Niners is no longer with us. Now the 49ers get an extra fifth round pick. That doesn't offset the weight. Does the contract and, getting help on the salary cap? Sure. And man, it's rough, and I'm missing the chats going fire. Chris, one drop every 13, 40 drops on his career. Terrible numbers, right? He's always had a low catch rate, a super high drop rate. I think he led the NFL twice in drops. That's always been an issue. 12 fumbles in his time here, but also 42 touchdowns. That's freaking incredible. 42 touchdowns is ridiculous. And he's been able to deliver in a lot of the moments. You go back to that Eagles game. He set the Eagles back a full year. Take that whole 2023 season, then they come back and win the Super Bowl. But Debo destroyed that team. That 3-touchdown performance versus the Eagles. That was like one of the all-time greatest Niner performances ever. And he did it every which way.
They say money can't buy you happiness. That might be true. But money sure can make you feel a lot of other things. When did you decide to take care of your money and why? Me, as somebody that branched out, got away from the normal paying job and had to take care of my own business and started from the ground up, money is stressful and it's been hard for me. But Acorns was a major part of the decision that made me be able to do the 49ers Rush podcast. Acorns is a financial wellness app that helps you take control of your money with simple tools that make it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert.
Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. My favorite thing, you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, as little as $5. Even if all you have is spare change, you can get started. So if you're ready to take control of your money, sign up now and join the over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers. Again, acorns.com/49ers, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Happy New Year from Minky Couture. Cozy up this winter with the ultimate in comfort and style. Our original Minky blankets. Whether you're relaxing at home, enjoying a movie night, or simply staying warm on those chilly nights, Minky Couture has you covered, literally. Choose from our wide selection of luxurious designs, colors, and sizes. Perfect for everyone in the family. Celebrate the season in warmth and comfort. Visit MinkyCouture.com or stop by your nearest Minky Couture store today. Minky Couture, blanketing the world in warmth and love.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so again, you can balance the good with the bad. It doesn't have to be Debo's no longer on our team. He's a bum. I don't buy into that. Did Debo have a lot of issues? He sure as hell did. Monkey, appreciate you, man. Lost a piece of the team in offense, but looking to see how we adapt. Bummed, but excited for the future. Ricky Pearsall, congratulations, my friend. You are now an every down player for the 49ers moving forward. Even if Ayuk comes back from injury and, you know, the whole Ayuk trade thing, that's a whole nother discussion. But a lot of this moving off of Debo is because Ricky Pearsall showed what he showed down the stretch. And Ricky Pearsall's issues, lack of physicality, especially, you know, being rerouted, whatever else, those are minor, because what Ricky Pearsall could do is the exact antithesis to what Debo could not. Debo can't get open versus man. Ricky Pearsall already probably a top 10 wide receiver in getting separation versus man routes horizontally, right? Well, you've got Brock Purdy, who, you know, probably going to get signed long term. But the issue is, man, Brock Purdy can throw the ball deep effectively. That's not his skill set. That's not his strong arm, all that stuff. That's not what he brings to the table. He's a timing, anticipated thrower that can pick up coverages right off the bat and is efficient in moving the ball down the field, as long as it's not raining. But what does Ricky Pearsall matches Brock Purdy's strength? Horizontal, right? Separation and creating those windows. That's huge. So you have a little bit of a mixed pairing. Debo was never great as a downfield passer anyway. I don't really think that's really what Pearsall brings too much. We saw that post route that was awesome against Tampa Bay. One of the best plays of the year for sure, where he broke a couple tackles, scored a touchdown. That was awesome. Post routes are one thing, but like deep vertical, whatever, that's a whole nother thing. I don't think Debo or Pearsall really are great at that. Pearsall could run a slot fade way better than Debo for sure. But anyway, I do think that you are building now around your quarterback. And whenever you sync up Brock Purdy with a wide receiver, the skill sets overlap a lot more with Ricky Pearsall than Debo. Now, every single team in the NFL is better with Debo Samuel on it as opposed to off it. And is this fifth round pick going to make up for that? Probably not. Could it? Yeah. Have the 49ers been fire in the fifth round? Yeah, they sure have. Does that mean this next pick will be? Nah, I don't know if you want to go with that. Ah, man. John, that fifth rounder is for something bigger and better for us. Wait for it. I love it. Shout out to my man Dan C in my show notes. He asked a question, you know, breakdown of where all pros are selected. And so I did this deep dive and whatever else. And so, like, where all pros are drafted, okay? If we jump all the way to the fifth round, which, you know, we got pick 140, we will get pick 148, right? Which is a 32.3 on the Jimmy Johnson trade chart. Figure out whatever that means to you. But the fifth round picks 140 through 178. There is 12% of the NFL's all-pro players for the past 30 years, 12% of them have been drafted in, I don't want to say that round, because here's the range. Pick 101 to 199. So we're talking fourth round through fifth round, a little bit of the sixth round, right? So fourth, fifth, a little bit of the sixth. 12% of the all-pros current, like in the past 30 years, have been drafted in that window, okay? Well, then I divided that out per pick. What are the chances of, I probably shouldn't, never tell me the odds, right? If you divide that out, you have a 0.1% chance of drafting an all-pro in that area. 0.1, not 1%, a 0.1%. So that's like 1 out of 1,000. Now, the Niners have done it, not once, but multiple times. Could they do it again? For sure. Now, if we jump over to just mock draft database, which they're one of the only kind of sites right now that, you know, have collective data for, you know, all these players. So we're talking, I think it's 148, right? Yeah, 148 is the pick you'll be getting from Washington. The players will start at 143 all the way past 150. These are the players of the NFL draft currently slated on mock draft database. Flawed system, I understand that. But just to provide reference for this draft pick and what it could become. Okay, 143, Jackson Hawes. Love that tight end. Dylan Fairchild, interior offensive line. Jalen Reed, safety, Penn State. Tommy Hill, Niners met with him, cornerback, Nebraska. Kobe Hill, linebacker, Penn State. Malachi Moore, safety, Alabama. Elijah Roberts, defensive line, run stuffer, dude. Ajani Cornelius, offensive tackle, Oregon. Jamon Dumas, Johnson, linebacker. Damian Martinez, running back. Sebastian Castro, safety. Cody Seidman, linebacker. Melo Dodson, corner. Those are the players in that area, right? And again, a lot's going to change. Combine's still going on as we're talking. There's going to be a lot of movement there. Luke, the fifth round pick is an early one. Washington got it via previous trade. That is correct. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's the ninth pick in the fifth round. The ninth pick. We're picking 11th. We would have had to pick 150, but instead we get pick 148, the Debo trade. So that's where that is. Sean, my man, how many All-Pro Hall of Famers we have? They draft fine. We do have a lot. I do agree with that. Oh, we got a super chat. Sorry, I missed that. Miho, thank you so much. I am sad. Debo had this, like, he was enchanting in, like, the best possible way. Like, when that dude just got the ball, and you're talking personality, you're talking work ethic. You know, I go to all the training camp practices, all that stuff. That dude is a worker. And I know people want to make jokes about his weight and whatever else. I don't give a damn. That dude, voted team captain by the players, leads the team out of the tunnel, like punch you in the face mentality. His name's Debo. I am sad. I'm with you, Miho, and I'm very thank you for the super chat. It means a lot. But yeah, I'm sad. Like, this is not a celebratory situation. I am thankful that the 49ers got something instead of just having to release them. That would have been a little bit more depressing, I think. A little bit more upsetting. Oh, look at this. Jeremy Fowler. Defensive tackle Jonathan Allen was part of the trade discussions between the Commanders and 49ers this week as they executed the Debo Samuel deal per Sosa. Ultimately, it was not included. Allen is due $16.4 million this year, a possible hurdle. Man, I wish that could have. Dang, that would have made me excited. Dang, that would have made it a lot better. But Why you gotta do that, Jeremy Fowler? You're making me more sad. You're making me more sad, right? And yeah, Chris, many good memories, no doubt. Debo's on the decline. I think that is accurate, but I'm telling you right now, if they don't do a contract extension right off the bat, which they probably should, if they don't, I'm telling you, Debo's going to have a hell of a year. One, that system is perfect for him. Two, Debo in a contract year. That dude, really any player in a contract year, if I want to be honest with you, but Debo above all else, remember 1,770 total yards with 14 touchdowns. It's literally the second best wide receiver year we've had in the history of the 40. Like, Terrell Owens never touched those numbers in a single year. Now, collectively, you know, you look at what Terrell and how consistent he was or whatever else, sure. But, like, I think Jerry Rice only passed 1,770 yards one time in his career. I don't want to misspeak there, so I'm going to pull that up because I know those emails, and I'm going to get them now anyway because I've taken too long to check that. But let's see here. And again, that year was the anomaly. Jerry Rice went over 1,770 one time, and that was in 1995, 1,884 yards, 16 touchdowns. Golly, man. Now he went over 1,500 yards once, twice, three, four, five, six. God dang, six times. Whew. Jerry Rice, different, baby. And yeah, we're talking about a 29-year-old Debo on the decline, probably. Ah, man. So, Sean, Mosquito Killer, my man, are we thinking about drafting a wide receiver early now? Picking up a vet or both? Yeah. We have been operating under the idea that Debo Samuel is not going to be on the 49ers roster for 2025 for several weeks now. Yes, now the wide receiver room, okay, Ayuk, you have to have an asterisk next to that, probably two asterisks. They're listening to trade offers for him. I ain't touching that right now this episode. But even if you do keep Ayuk, he's coming off an ACL with a lot of other issues too, ligament issue. Like, it's more than just a traditional ACL. So best case scenario, he's on the PUP list to start the season. Maybe you get him back, you know, October, November. But, you know, you're hoping he's back to what he was playoff run, December or January, right? That's what you're hoping. Now, you have Juwan Jennings, who proved he can play the X. That's not his best spot, but Juwan Jennings is a football player. He don't give a damn. He's going to do whatever the team needs. He's going to be out there at X. Ricky Pearsall is now your Z, the flanker Debo role. That's what he is. And then your slot. Now, there's different ways you could do this. You could go sign. Can't draft an X, okay? If you draft an X, that's great, but we know Shanahan and rookie wide receivers. They ain't playing X right away. So if you draft an X wide receiver, let's just say Tet McMillan, right? He's the most X wide receiver in the NFL draft. Somebody's like, what the hell is an X wide receiver? An X wide receiver is your quote-unquote number one wide receiver. They can run the full route tree. They can play against press man coverage, and they can stress the field vertically. So opposing defenses have to worry about having a safety over the top most of the time, especially on pass situations, right? That ain't Ricky Pearsall. That ain't Juwan Jennings. That ain't Debo Samuel. That's Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk is a true X wide receiver. Now, Tet McMillan is the most X wide receiver to come out of the draft since Jamar Chase. Now, not saying that there aren't better wide receivers that have come out of the draft since Jamar Chase, but I'm telling you, that dude is a vertical threat that can play against press man with the size and all those things. Like, that dude was born to play X wide receiver, okay? Just think Mike Evans. A little smaller, a little skinnier, but dude takes the top off, right? So let's just say you draft Tet McMillan, which is a for real possibility at number 11. Well, then you'd slide Juwan Jennings back to the Juwan Jennings role. Ricky Pearsall stays in the Z. That's what you got. But outside of Tet McMillan, no wide receiver that you draft, whether it's Trey Harris. I don't know. Let me pull up the list here of wide receivers, and I could just go through real quick the names of quote-unquote wide receivers in this draft that I think can play X. And again, don't hold me, you know, accountable for this because this is just – I don't want to go through my notes on every one of them. Come on, man. The site's being weird. Ain't that a punk? Right whenever you need it. I think Trey Harris and Tate McMillan are probably your two closest. Like, Luther Burden's not that. Now, if you want your Debo replacement, Luther Burden is exactly your kind of Debo replacement. That's what he does. But, man, that's not what I'm trying to do. Goodness. Going on the wrong site. Sorry, guys. I'm messing up. It's an emergency show. I was just doing draft work and working through the combine as this was pulling up. But sorry about that. So, anyway, if you draft an ex-wide receiver in the second, third, fourth round, Kyle Shanahan ain't putting him out there right away. He's not going to do that. So, if your whole, like, idea is to replace the X, I think you're in trouble because you have to do that through veteran. Now, Darius Slayton, there's lots of wide receivers that you could get in free agency. So now we're to the problem of, well, do we draft a Debo quote unquote replacement? I think you already got that in Ricky Pearsall. That's why Ricky Pearsall was drafted, to do that. So what type of wide receiver are you targeting? Because if you're looking for the gimmicky wide receiver, there's a lot of them. Isaiah Bond of Texas, who I would stay away from. Jalen Royals, Utah State, big time. Savion Williams, he's an ex-wide receiver that just runs bad routes, has drops, and has mental focus issues. Torrey Horton, I think he's a true X. Pat Bryant out of Illinois, he's a true X. But again, you're going back to that Debo. You're wanting that wide back role. Now you're talking Kobe Hudson. You're talking Jalen Lane. Like there's a lot of those guys in this draft. Tez Johnson, he did have a good combine. But those guys do exist. What is the 49ers formula going forward? I think you need both. I think you need an X, and I think you need another kind of shifty guy. So before this trade, the 49ers needed two wide receivers. And that's Shanahan's specialty. He has drafted more wide receivers than any other position. 11 wide receivers have been drafted since 2017 when Lynch and Shanahan showed up. More than any position. More than the entire defensive line combined. More wide receivers drafted. And it's still a major need. It's still a major need. And you just spent a fourth and a first-round pick last year on wide receiver. Still a major need. And what makes me even more frustrated, we run the fewest wide receiver sets in the NFL. We run more 12 and 21 personnel than anybody else. We draft more wide receivers than anybody else. We pay more salary cap. We have not one, not two, but three wide receivers on second contracts currently. Well, now Debo's gone, so down to two. Juwan Jennings' second contract and Ayuk's second contract. And still need more damn wide receivers. Ah! Getting me upset. Man, I'm way off on the chat. Oh, goodness. Yeah, I'm scrolling, guys. I am catching up to the end. I apologize if I've missed it. Right here, Dan, appreciate you, man. He says, how many Jimmy Johnson trade points is this pick worth? 148, fifth round pick from Washington, 32.3. Not much. Not much at all. Kyle Shanahan. I made a joke that Kyle Shanahan is just a head coach of the NFL so that he can scout and draft wide receivers. It's all he wants to do. I'm being facetious, but kind of could make that argument. All he wants to do is draft wide receivers. You trade Ayuk, and man, that dude's going to get to draft even more wide receivers. Now, the combine today, which was a lot of fun, wide receivers crushed it. Wide receivers crushed it. There is so much speed out there. So this is a good wide receiver class. And you might, at pick 11, which would be a mistake in my opinion, be able to get one of those wide receivers. But I think that's a mistake. You got to build through the trenches. Not saying don't draft a wide receiver, but at least wait till round two. At least wait till round two. Eric, keep Kyle away from my draft board. We have two corners. We have two corners. Now, they're two great corners, but you got to have more than that. And I think that we are relatively good at wide receiver. I have no problem with the starters going into next season being Juwan Jennings at X, Ricky Pearsall at Z, Jacob Cowing in the slot, and you draft and bring in a vet that could compete with those spots, you're fine. You're fine. We do draft so many wide receivers. Right here. John, how do we pay Brock with the $30 million cap hit? Brock's cap hit won't take place for three more years. Again, you look at what Jalen Hurts has right now. His cap hit was like $21 million this year, and the third year of his huge contract extension. That cap hit is down the line. So I'm not too upset about that. And right here, NY Niners. Jalen Noel is not Deebo. Nobody's Deebo. Nobody is Deebo. There is one guy in the NFL that is like that, and that's Deebo. Now, there are guys like Jalen Reed, right, for Green Bay. I think that he is a perfect Deebo-type player that can run, you know, routes. He's a good wide receiver. He can do all the ins and rounds and all that stuff. But even he, I think he's the most Deebo guy, but he doesn't have that physical, you know, whatever presence to him. And so, yeah, NY Niners. Jalen Noel's not Deebo, but we shouldn't be trying to replace a unique player. We should look to upgrade. Noel fits just in a different way. Yeah. And I think that the Deebo replacement guy is already on the roster. It's Ricky Pearsall. Yeah, you could still do everything that you did with Deebo with Ricky Pearsall. It's just not the same flavor, right? It's not run through your face and be mad. Ricky Pearsall is going to go out of bounds. But we already saw Ricky Pearsall in the backfield and take, you know, handoffs. You've seen him do jet sweeps. You could do screens. You do all those things. It's just not with the punch in your face mentality. It's much more of a finesse glide mentality, which isn't a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all. Right here, feel like an Amari Cooper signing in the future. I would love that. He is a perfect X wide receiver. Perfect X. Now he's long in the career and you can get him cheap, but why not get Amari Cooper? Let him start the year out till Brandon Ayuk comes back. Then you just rotate him through. Amari Cooper is a perfect X wide receiver. Still great routes. That's not going to change with age. He might have the speed, but yeah, you take that. Eric said, yeah, right here. Just saw Jonathan Allen was part of the deal. They wanted him to be part of the deal. I wish he was part of the deal. Yeah, Diane Rossini just tweeted out, the Commanders and Niners discussed a potential trade involving Jonathan Allen, Deebo. Unfortunately, Allen, who requested a trade earlier this week, was not included in the deal, so it was close, but it didn't happen. It was close, but maybe you could work out a trade. Maybe you could still figure that out, but I don't think that the 49ers are trying to trade for more large contracts. Like, he's got $16.4 million this year, especially whenever you look at the NFL draft. Defensive tackle is the biggest need on the 49ers roster currently. It's number one. Well, this is the deepest defensive tackle draft that I've ever been a part of. I've been doing this for 9 years. I'm willing to compare this to any defensive tackle. Now, will the stars be the stars? I don't know the answer to that, but I'm telling you, there are 24 startable grades in this draft by myself, and I did that independently. Daniel Jeremiah said the same damn thing. I respect what he says, so like maybe this isn't the time to trade for, you know, a huge value defensive tackle whenever you're looking at, you know, you can get whatever you want. You want the all-purpose three-down defensive tackle, you can get it. You want run stuffers that are two-down players only, you can get it. You want pass rush-only guys that you could rotate through them, but you can get it. And you can get that in the fifth round. Like, let me say this. Let me go back to, and again, like you're talking about trading for Jonathan Allen, which the 49ers tried to do. But then you look at, okay, well, we got a fifth-round pick, 148. Who are the players that you can get there? Goodness. J.J. Pegues, Elijah Roberts, C.J. West, Howard Cross, Cam Jackson. Like, these are good players. Vernon Broughton, you know, pass rusher. That's all he's going to do, but he's good. Riley, like, there are very good players. And so, do you do the pick, you know, whoever the 49ers pick with that pick versus Deebo, whatever? You're going to be disappointed. But, man, look at the Trey Lance thing, right? Obviously, definitely not worth it. You trade Trey Lance to the Cowboys for a fourth-round pick. That landed you a starter. Now, does that make it all worth it? No, but you got Muhammad. You got the stud safety who's going to be a part of your defense for a long time. Does that make the three first and all the trade up? Hell no. But you take that and you move forward. MKE, does Jacob Cowan get more run this year? Can't get less. Remember whenever Jacob Cowie had that 50-yard reception? That was awesome. He didn't get targeted again for six more games. Not one more target for six more games. Now, the 49ers, and again, this goes back to, God, you draft a wide receiver all you want. The 49ers wide receiver game, it's one of the most complex wide receiver playbooks in the NFL because of all the run game and because of all the motions. And because you have to learn more than one wide receiver position if you're going to play, because the Niners are traditionally a 12 and 21 personnel team, which means for most of your plays, there's two wide receivers. So you have to learn the X and the Z role. But then you also have to learn it for 11 personnel whenever you have three wide receivers. And the rules change for every single play. So, yeah, you're talking, okay, outside zone, which is a Shanahan staple. You have to learn it for the X. You have to learn it for the Z. You have to learn it for the slot. You have to learn it in 12. You have to learn it in 21. You have to learn it in 11. Like, that is the problem. And a lot of times it's very difficult, Kyle Shanahan doghouse, for wide receivers to get there. That's his baby. He played wide receiver at Duke, transferred to Texas, played there. Whenever Kyle Shanahan drafted Ricky Pearsall, he said the most absolute insane thing I've ever heard in my life. Why did you draft Ricky Pearsall, Kyle Shanahan? Oh, he kind of reminded me of myself. What? That's hilarious. That is hilarious. I just don't get it. That's like somebody asking me, John, did you like the Magic Mike movie? And I'm like, well, I haven't seen it, but let's say I say, sure. They're like, why'd you like it? Well, it kind of reminded me of myself. You know, I see myself in a young Channing Tatum. That's what I look like, right? Like, it's absolutely stupid, but that's what Kyle said. Kyle Shanahan was not a quality wide receiver at any level. He was a try-hard and Nepo baby, and, you know, he got what he got. Nothing but Niners. What's up, Mike? Maybe I missed it, but did you just discuss the cap savings? With Shefty reporting, Washington takes on all remaining money. That is huge. Now, again, whenever we look at the cap savings initially, based on Spotrac, okay, if you trade him pre-June 1st, which is what we're operating under, Deebo Samuel has a cap hit of $15.8 million this year. Now, his salary with you talk about the option and all those things, which that takes place March 22nd. That is huge. So the 49ers are still going to have cap hits. And essentially, the 49ers are going to save $17 million cap space throughout the life of this deal. So $17 million the 49ers are going to save. That is not insignificant. You add to that a fifth round pick, it's way more than I thought the 49ers were going to get. Way more. That's huge. And so the cap savings, all those things. Now, what are you going to do with that, right? You've already got Javon Hargrave, who's costing you about $20 million. You've already got Deebo, who's costing you about $15 million. Like, you're paying all these players that are no longer on your team. They're no longer on your team. Yeah, dead cap you eat, Tommy. That's correct. All the dead cap and the four void years that have already been paid out on the signing bonus. So again, if you look at Debo's prorated bonus, that's already gone out. That's all the restructures that you've done, not once but twice on his deal. $8.9 million this year, that's gone. $8.9 million 2026, gone. $4.1 2027, gone. $4.1 2028, gone. That's gone. Yeah, when you sign that contract, that signing bonus, it's bye-bye. And so you hear Tim Kawakami, and you hear, you know, all these quote-unquote insiders that have access to the ownership and John Lynch saying, 49ers have been one of the most cash-spent teams, and I've credited and I've applauded Jed York on that for the past decade. Looks like they're starting to turn away from that. And you're seeing some of this buyer's remorse. Or just, man, didn't go the way we want, pull the plug. They're not smart deals. I think the Brandon Ayuk deal was very, very bad. And I think the renegotiating and restructuring Deebo not once but twice, that second time was bad. I know there are content creators that are out there right now that are telling me I don't know whatever, and they're probably right. Those are bad deals. To sign Brandon Ayuk to this mega deal that he has never played to that level, ever. Not saying he can't. But then to trade him a year later, like, oh, that's not smart. Just the fact that the 49ers are talking about possibly trading him after signing that deal, I'm sorry. There's no way anybody, no matter how much they love the 49ers and are not allowed to say anything negative against them ever, that is stupid. That's bad business. That is bad business, period. Period, period, period. Now, my man Oscar, I like this. He says $15 million could be to Greenlaw. Ooh. I don't think he'll get that much. I think Greenlaw is going to get about a $6 to $8 million one-year prove-it deal, and I really hope he comes back with the Niners. The problem is Greenlaw sitting there saying, man, I can go get a three-year $16, $20 million deal right now. Other teams will pay me that. I think the 49ers, before they do that deal, they want a prove-it deal. Yeah, you can get Hufanga. Yes, 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 yes. Sean, I'm happy with all the moves minus keeping Moody and Brindle. Yeah, I'm with you. I am with you right there. This does help because I'm pretty sure the Niners were pretty set. We're going to have to release Debo. That was just – that contract's rough. Well, you have to have a team that has a vision for Debo and has a lot of salary cap. Now you got lucky. And you look at what – I think it was Adam Schefter who put this out. It said, you know, there were other teams that were interested, but in the end, it was just the Commanders. Oh, Ian Rappaport. The Commanders were the team all along. I know there was some talk of the Texans, but that was never realistic. It was always Washington. I do believe that. And they had the money. They went and spent it. And now they got Debo. And I'm thankful. All in all, this is a happy resolution for about as happy as the 49ers could have been. If you knew you were going to move on, even if that meant a release with that March 22nd option date, man, I'll take it. Yeah, there's nobody that's going to trade for Jake Moody, no matter who you are. Another Niners, moving on from Debo has to increase the Ayuk value, even in a trade. But when healthy and forced to play, Debo to go to, well said. I want Ayuk here after that deal. To trade him now, you're getting pennies on the dollar, right? Like, what is the age-old, like, you know, stock market or any type of commodity whatsoever? Real estate doesn't matter. Buy low, sell high. Your sell high option was last year. It was Amari Cooper and a second-round pick. That was your out. It was trading to whatever the Steelers were offering at that time. That was your chance. You didn't take it. And so... You didn't take it. So, yeah, you missed that. So, if you sell now, you just missed it. You just missed it. Buy low. Now, again, the sucking cost fallacy is like, well, that's revisionist history, whatever else. No, it's not. I was screaming from the mountaintops. Should have traded him. And whenever they signed the IU deal, I was so happy they got paid. I love it when players get new generational wealth. But it was such a bad deal. And the amount, like, I was like, I'm not even going live because I don't want to be negative. I didn't even record a Brandon Ayuk signs an extension podcast because I was so pissed because I just thought it was bad football moves. Now, well, it was a bad move. And everybody in the organization is probably pissed off at him because then he brags about it at a press conference the next day. And he laughs. Yeah, I made it harder than it did. This is fun. And like, yeah, I get it. Definitely didn't play near as hard as he was playing before the injury. Now he was improving. Man. Not giving up on him. But you got to win it back. You got to win it back. You're in that locker room. And players want other players to get paid. I've seen this firsthand. Like, I've seen it. Like, you love that. But whatever it costs you other players in that locker room, it starts to hurt. And especially whatever you're not producing. Debo kind of fell into that role. So does Ayuk. Somebody got to produce. I think Ayuk will be back. I do not want to trade Ayuk. I do not. Should we have signed him? No. But you did. You've invested. Now live with it. Brock Purdy should have Brandon Ayuk and Ricky Pearsall, his two wide receivers, for the next 5 years. That is a great thing. That's a positive thing. The injury, yeah. I mean, you look at those cap years for Ayuk. They're huge, but I don't care. You've made the move And not so much like, well, now you're stuck. I don't believe that. But you don't sell low. And if you trade Ayuk now coming off an injury, what are you going to get? Going to get a third-round pick? No. No. Oscar, right here. Pick 148 equals Ty Robinson. I'd be very, very happy. Right here, Tommy, I like this. Use the fifth round to trade up. So if we look at the Jimmy Johnson trade chart again, 32 points. You could jump up one spot. If you combined pick 11 and the new Washington fifth rounder, you could jump up to 10 and trade picks with Chicago. You're giving them 32. They're giving you a 50-point differential. But in a year where teams are begging to trade down, yeah. So, like, it's not going to really get you a lot. Now, if you apply that to the second or third round, now you're cooking with some grease. I think that they're – so the 49ers pick, they have two picks in the third round currently. Pick 75 and pick 99. My favorite, okay, my favorite round this year's draft, the sweet spot is the third round. So I'm saying, like, if you're going to trade that fifth pick, man, I would package 148 and 112, our first fourth rounder. Like, you add those points up, that's going to come out to 103. That gets you back into the third round, around pick, right at our pick, actually, 98, 100. Now, we've sucked in that area, so maybe we stay away from that. So maybe you're, like, trade out of that third round comp pick area where we take Jake Moody, Cam Latu, Ty Davis Price, go up, Ambry Thomas. None of them have worked. Okay, cool. Let's combine that fifth round pick we just got from Washington with our 99 comp pick that we got for losing D'Amico Ryans and Rand Carthon. Add that 32 to the 104. That's what the 99th pick's worth, right? You're going to get to 136. You can jump up to pick 91. Very similar to that trade that you jumped up for Jair Brown. Now, I know Jair Brown's coming off a bad year, but, man, if you want to jump up, if a third-round pick, somebody's fallen, I'm cool with that, too. The Niners like to move in the draft. Now, I'm going to talk against myself right now. Here are the players that the 49ers have traded up for, just draft pick trades, no player trades, whatever, since 2017. This is going to hurt. I'm sorry. Just brace yourself. This is not a nice list. Players the Niners have traded up for in the draft. Reuben Foster, CJ Beathard, Joe Williams, Dante Pettis, Kaden Smith, Brandon Ayuk, Trey Lance, Trey Sermon, Jair Brown, Isaac Garrido. That's not a fun list. Who on that list is like, ooh? And yeah, we traded up for Charlie Warner, but that involved a player, so I kind of left that one off the list. But yeah, Reuben Foster, CJ Beathard, Joe Williams, Dante Pettis, Kaden Smith, Brandon Ayuk, Trey Lance, Trey Sermon, Jair Brown, Isaac Garrido. You got one. I think the Brandon Ayuk trade was it. Lost Reuben Foster, CJ Beathard, still played in the NFL, third round pick. I'm comfortable saying that's a win. Wasn't really a win for the 49ers, though. Joe Williams never had one carry. Dante Pettis, yeah. Kaden Smith played for a different team, not us. Trey Lance, God. Trey Sermon, terrible. Jair Brown, books out. One good year, one awful year. Isaac Garrido, books still out. Nah. I mean, you got a young rookie running back, or, you know, a second year running back, but everybody's like, oh, 49ers still need a running back. Traded two fists for a guy last year. It's not a fun list. It's not a fun list. Eric, my man, if you haven't followed us on Instagram, Eric Meister is in charge of that. He runs that. He is the freaking best. Appreciate you, Eric. And on TikTok as well. He says, I miss you, Debo. My favorite player ever. I don't care what anyone says. Yeah, but it needed to happen. Well said, Eric. You're the freaking man. Really, really appreciate that. And like, again, just a constant. It's probably the best the 49ers could have got with that contract. Debo coming off a terrible year. It's probably the best you could have got. It's not great though. It will make draft season a little bit more fun. It will make it more fun. You know, now the 49ers have 11 picks. You had a lot of draft capital anyway. But this roster, it's top heavy. Super top. You lost your depth. The 2022 49ers and the 2025 49ers, two completely different builds roster construction-wise. This will allow you to get some youth. And John Lynch talked about that. We need to get younger. 11 picks? I would be satisfied with 11. I'm fine trading back in some of these spots. Obviously, you want to trade back at 11 unless somebody falls. But how did they fare trading back? That's a good question. I haven't compiled that list, but Javon Kinlaw is the first one that comes to mind. Solomon Thomas, that one comes to mind. Aaron Banks, that one comes to mind. Those are three players just off the top of my dome that's like, man, that's – I don't like those either. But here's the thing. You traded back for Solomon Thomas, didn't work out, but the pick you got turned into Fred Warner. That's huge. Traded back for Javon Kinlaw. That didn't work out, but that got you Brandon Ayuk. I have the trade notes in here. Maybe I don't. Let me look this up real quick. Be patient with me. Whenever we traded back for, who was the other one? Oh, Aaron Banks. What was the pick that we got for that? Here we go. Aaron Banks. We eventually traded that pick as well, didn't we? Yeah, we did. So traded by the Raiders, 48th overall, 121 to the Niners. Yeah, we traded that. It was Jordan Smith, but then we traded that pick. That was the year that they were just trading like crazy people. Who did that? Oh, Trey Sermon. So that didn't work out either. So that was one of the picks that we traded for Trey Sermon. So two out of three of the trade backs off the top worked well. Not with the player you picked, but with the compensation that you used to jump forward. And if I could do anything in this draft, I would trade back with number 11, and then I would trade up or trade back again in the second round. The sweet spot of this draft is the end of the second to the third round. That's the sweet spot. Now, if there's a blue chip player that is there, that is a difference maker that you can identify at pick 11, you take it and you're happy. Is that Kelvin Banks, Will Campbell, offensive tackle? Is it a defensive end? Man, James Pierce Jr., looks pretty sweet. That might be, if he's there, he might not be there. Might not be there. NY Niners, look at this. Look at all the fifth rounders. Let's put some, I like this. Trade Debo for a fifth. Look how the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan, and you can criticize them, but we have on this show, this episode, about how bad they have drafted at different times, but not in the fifth round. George Kittle, DJ Reed, Dre Greenlaw, Colton McKivitz, Talanoa Ufanga, Diamondor Lenore, Jalen Moore, Chance Womack, Robert Beal, all fifth rounds. That is huge. That is very, very well said, Ben. You are the freaking man. Oh, man, let's go. Let's get it, man. And I'm excited. You know, we're going to be here all offseason. I'm currently working on creating a live draft party in the city. So I've got a couple fillers out in Santa Clara, and I've got some out in San Francisco itself. So my plan currently is to host an event for Thursday, day one, and day two, Friday, at probably at different venues. So like we would do one down by Santa Clara by the stadium, rent out a venue down there, and then we would do one Friday for all the hardcore draft people. That would be rounds two and three. We're not going to do something day three. That's just a little bit different. I usually stay home and just enjoy the draft by myself. I get so tired after hosting two draft events. But stay tuned for that. And if this is your first time watching or whatever, hit subscribe. We go live every day. This show is – hey, let me scroll back up. Let's see here. We are currently at – this is episode 1,349. So, again, I'm not an insider. I'm not a beat reporter. I don't want to be. I'm a 49ers fan that wants to increase the fan experience. Genuinely positive, but not bootlicker. That's not what we are here. But I'm a fan and a former coach, and I try to educate through film. That's everything. If you want to understand football better, the 49ersrush.com is a website we built with in a classroom setting where we have a football 101 series where you can go through and watch run gap fits. You can go watch, man, what is quarters coverage? What is the outside zone versus inside zone? What is the route tree? What is press all zone cover? Like all that's there. So if you want to head over there, the 49ersrush.com, that's how I feed my family. It's my full-time job. This is all I do now. Plus all the draft breakdown videos. We have video breakdowns on all those players I just mentioned. James Pierce, Mikael Williams, Kelvin Banks, Will Campbell. You want to see the coaching tape and I show you what they do well? Free 7-day trial. Go sign up at the 49ersrush.com right now. And yeah, I put that super chat up there. Tommy, if for those of you who don't know Tommy Huxley, he's probably one of the best guitar players in the Bay Area. He's incredible. He's a good friend, but he needs context all the time. Look at this. The super chat, only $2. Tommy, come on, man. I'm just joking. He says, John didn't need melatonin. Watch your mock draft. Laughing emoji. Tommy's love language is ridicule and insults, which I appreciate. However, whenever I put those up, people don't know you, Tommy. Anyway, right here, NY Niners need to plan an episode 1,500 party. I'll bring the bourbon. Ooh, man, that's 150 days away. So we'll be hitting that in the season. Maybe we do need to plan for that one. I love it. There we go. There's the laughing emoji. Right here, Joe, if I was working for the Niners, I would build the trenches, no more receivers. Music to my language. Music to my ears, sorry. Now you're speaking my language. I said them both together. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. Debo Samuel is no longer 49er. I'm thankful for the memories that he brought. Doesn't mean he was perfect. Doesn't mean this was a great deal. But it was kind of the best situation. You had one team that was trying to get him that was able to take on that contract. You got a fifth round out of it. They took the salary cap hit. Not a bad deal. I think the 49ers are happy that this got done. I think Debo's happy that this got done. And I think the Commanders are happy. I hate that an NFC team got better. And I hate that I don't get to see Debo walk out of that tunnel anymore. But thank you, Debo Samuel, for all you did for the faithful. And for us, that's going to do it. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.